on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Hero.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Neighborhood Association President.
Mr. Neighborhood Association President.
You campaigned for weeks, held barbecues, shook hands, and kissed babies. Now, you are in complete control of the planned community covenants, and you rule with an iron fist.
A development dynasty.
Yes, Mr. Neighborhood Association President, you enforce fence heights, garbage container uniformity, and lawn watering schedules armed with the wisdom of King Solomon.
It's my hedge to hide your grace.
You even judge the holiday decorating contest.
And your house always wins, yeah.
So the next time you're digging up your mailbox post because it's 1.5 inches too short, put down your shovel and raise your arm and salute to the Sultan of Suburbia, Mr. Neighborhood Association President, a real American hero.
Mr. Neighborhood Association President.
What? No, I wasn't going to put in a pool. No, not me.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's September 20th, and I'm only hearing out of one fucking earpiece.
You guys missed it.
I thought I fixed it, but I didn't.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Sam.
Yeah, me too. Now I feel lopsided because I can only hear from one earphone.
It's like a roach got stuck in your ear.
Yeah, something like that. I hope it's not my ear, actually. You're right.
No,
could
it's
be
fine.
My ear, no?
You would have noticed it in other parts of your life, right? You wouldn't have just... So
well,
you guys missed
you
it.
Know.
Sam went on a tirade and started using the F-bomb a lot, which I always find funny.
Yeah.
But I tried not to laugh.
But it wasn't a tirade. Come on. Let's not overblow this thing.
I thought it was.
Out of proportion.
I thought it was kind of intense.
Yeah?
We have a guest in the studio and you're effing it up.
That's okay, you know? I mean, she'll have to get used to it.
That's funny. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's a little warm this morning, but I'm
Is
doing
it?
Just fine, yeah.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good weekend.
Nothing
you know?
Eventful?
Nothing eventful, as usual.
Any good food?
Good food. Oh, it was Yom Kippur, right?
Oh, yeah. How'd
yeah,
it go?
Yeah, that's right.
You,
yeah.
Didn't, you didn't fast, but you had
I
the celebration.
I did not fast, but I had the feast, yes. So the food was pretty good, actually.
What'd you have?
What'd we have? Chicken and beef and salads and God knows what else.
Bitterroot?
Huh?
Did you have bitterroot?
What is that?
Bitterroot, right? Isn't that
bitterroot? No, that's in Passover. What are you talking about? So much for your Jewish knowledge.
Well, whatever. I've been to one Seder, though.
Whatever. You have?
Yeah, I've been to a Seder.
Yeah? What did you think?
You know, it's a religious event. This was like a family that, you know, they do it as a memorance, but they're not like hardcore, you know, practicing Jewish. So
right.
I'm sure it'd be a bit different if you're like an Orthodox Jewish. I think it'd be probably a lot more strict, huh?
Probably.
Have you been to one
Absolutely.
Of those?
Absolutely. No, never been to those. Don't have any desire to.
Oh, I was like, what is that?
Yeah. We've got some background music here. That's okay.
So I was pulling off. I was driving down the 101, and I exit Gower, which is my exit. And my buddy John, a homeless dude, no teeth, real funny guy. I always, you know, if I give him money now and then or say hi, but I basically maintain a relationship. I think it's more important to treat people like people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm always like, well, John, how's business doing? Is what I ask him. He's got his cup. He's like, it's slow, or, you know, right. So I'm just talking like a business
He's
dude.
Like on the off ramp of the freeway.
Yeah, but yeah. He's really sweet. He's got always has a big smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have any teeth, but he's always got a big smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And just a sweet guy, you know, just real sweet, real nice, real fun. He's funny, you know, he's got a sense of humor and stuff. You know, he's like, I'm like, how's business, John? He's like, you can't beat the weather. He's like, you can't beat the guy. I'm like, I know. Well, anyway, the funny part is I'm pulling off the 101, and he's like, your car's dirty. It needs a bath.
Uh-huh.
Needs a bath. And I'm thinking, John.
Well, even he notices, you see.
Well, I'm thinking John needs a bath, but it's funny. But, you know, he's like, I'll wash it for you. I was like, you know what? We might have to work that out.
Yeah.
But it's pretty bad when a homeless dude's telling you your car needs a bath.
I guess. Yeah.
You know, he's like, you need to wash it. Yeah. From the homeless guy. I was like, okay, John, well, we'll work it out. So I think John's going to help me out with that.
Yeah. Yeah, have him wash your car. Give him $5.
Well, here's the thing in L.A. I mean, you know, who has a hose?
Yeah.
And water. You need to live in a house.
Let him deal with it. He's going to earn $5. He probably wouldn't even do it for $5.
No, I'd pay
$5. They got way too much money. Yeah, I know you would, but I don't think it'd be enough for him.
No, my point is I don't even know where he would get water. I mean, I'm supposed to let him joyride my car until he finds a – I mean, if you do it yourself, you have to do the quarters.
Right.
And that usually takes almost the amount if I were to just get it done.
Right.
Because the thing goes – and you're just washing and scrubbing and nothing's – and the time's going out, and then you still have like half your car with suds on it.
Yeah.
So there's that. Or you live in a house and there's like, you know – I don't know. Maybe
your own water.
Maybe there is a hose by my house, my apartment. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a hose. What do the gardeners do? Come on. You know?
I mean,
do you guys have any grass there?
Yeah, we do.
Any flowers?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's water.
Okay, I'll
But I know you wouldn't do it, so what's the point? I mean, you'd have to drive him to your house. I don't think you want to do that with a homeless dude.
Oh, he's so cool, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, get him some Taco Bell, hang out with John.
Uh-huh.
People are people, man. You never know how that happens. I just think people slip into things, and then they get stuck there.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's still a human. He's so cool.
No, we are human. I don't deny that for one bit.
Well, I know you're not. I'm just saying he's cool. I trust him.
Okay, so he's cool.
Yeah,
that's
fine. I think I'll Taco Bell him up and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, see if he'll wash my car.
You can get it done a lot cheaper if you don't do that. Just the Taco Bell is going to cost you like $7 or something.
Nah, and then Taco Bell's cheap. Are you kidding me? I lived off Taco Bell. That's just
well, what if he wants to eat a lot? You don't know.
I'll pre-order it and get it. it's cheap.
Yeah. So how was your weekend?
Let's see. This weekend, it was pretty good. You know, my roommate's divorced. So the husband that comes home on the weekends, he has no longer comes home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice and refreshing, actually, because there's not that tension.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all girls now. And my roommate's parents are in from Canada. And we took her mother for her 58th birthday. We took her to Bird's. Mm-hmm. And we rented the bird cage, and we had drinks, and I made a big cake.
Okay. Tell people what Bird's is.
Bird's is a restaurant/bar in my neighborhood that's a local dive, but it's so much fun. And there's a big bird cage, and you get in there and dance and stuff, and then there's a pole.
Mm-hmm.
But it's ridiculous. It's like it's really not like I'm so sexy. It's more funny.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually go there, you know, for like people's birthdays or friends are out of town or just a typical Tuesday, basically.
Yeah.
But her mom's 58, right? So it's not her style. But we surprised her and rented the bird cage and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out with this big, like, flaming drink for her and everything. And then I got on the pole and did a pole dance for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was what every 58-year-old mother from Canada would want for her birthday, right?
Uh-huh.
But it was really, really funny. Yeah. She laughed really hard. And I made a really good cake last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, you know, like a hostess cupcake that inside of it?
Uh-huh.
I made a big hostess cupcake cake.
So how come you didn't bring any?
I got rid of it because I didn't want that shit hanging around.
Yeah.
You know?
So you ate it all?
No. I barely, when I cook, I could barely eat it. Because,
really?
You know, you taste the whole time when you cook.
So you gave them away to other people.
I gave it. There were these other dudes that kept trying to play around with us and dance on the pole and stuff. So I gave them pieces of cake, too.
Oh, you took the cake with you to the club?
Yeah, we took it. I took it there. It was a surprise.
I see. Okay.
Stay tuned for photos, people.
Sounds boring, but, you know, what can you say?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Tweeting in a birdcage, pole dancing, and cake? Boring to you?
Sounds boring to me, but what do I know?
You don't
know
anything.
No. Nothing gives me pleasure anymore.
What?
Sorry about that. Okay, let's bring in our guest. I don't want her to sit here for too long without saying anything. So good morning to you, Amanda.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, good. Welcome to the show. So you were saying something before. Are you like new in town or something?
Oh my God, so new.
Really?
I'm a 2-week-old baby.
Really?
Yeah, I just graduated college and now I'm out living the dream in Hollywood.
Yay! Uh-huh.
So where did you go to college?
I was at Yale.
Oh, really?
Oh, my
gosh. Wow, I got a smarty pants. Yeah. How do you get into Yale? I mean, you must have had really good grades.
You, like, did your homework.
I mean, or there's other ways to get in, you know.
Oh, really? Like, through connections?
No, I'm just kidding. But, Maybe not.
But maybe not.
Yeah.
That's funny. No, I was just thinking. So Yale, so it means you like didn't slack off at all, right? You can't slack off and get into Yale.
Oh my. Well, you can. Yeah. So in high school, you have to work hard, but once you're there, it's pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah.
We have this place called Toads, which we go to every Wednesday and Saturday. It's a dive bar. Bruce Springsteen used to play there.
Oh wow.
Dance music. That was pretty much my existence. Really? Oh
wow.
It was fun.
Bruce Springsteen and Yale, huh?
Yeah. I know. Great combo.
Sounds pretty good. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, so, you are
from
Connecticut.
Yeah, I was like, see your parents. I'm moving and out on the street.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
funny. Yale. What did you study in Yale?
I studied political science and history of art.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wanted to be an art studio major. My parents were like, you're not going to Yale and studying how to draw
art,
or paint.
Yeah.
So please do something else. So
that's
I did
funny.
That. It was cool. It was fun.
Yeah. So you took political science.
I did.
Does that interest you, politics and things like that?
Yeah, my mom's a politician. And
oh, really?
Yeah, so I spent the summer with her, and we campaigned all over Connecticut, and after that I was like, not for me.
Really?
What do you think about the whole political world? I mean, if your mom's been doing it, and
I actually, I grew up, one of the earliest pictures we have of me is me holding a campaign sign for her, so it's
really?
Like bigger than my body, and my head's like sticking out
that's
from the
funny.
Top of it. But I don't know, I mean, after the summer, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. California, Connecticut,
yeah.
Two states that need it. I mean, so.
Yeah. So what? She's a politician?
She is.
Really?
Yeah.
What is she, like a congresswoman?
She's
or
a baller.
Something?
She's the mayor of our town. It's like 25,000 people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
The mayor's
great.
Daughter.
Oh, wow. Mayor.
I know. Look at that.
25,000 people. So it's a small little town, huh?
Yeah. We have lots of farms, lots of cows.
Yeah.
I think we just got a Starbucks 2 years ago, so that was like a big deal
really?
For all of us. Yeah.
So you left it all behind you
I
to come
did.
To California.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would
do
that.
To
do
what? Why did you move here?
Same reason that everyone does. I want to be an actress. I want to be an actress and a writer.
Okay.
I want to be famous. So.
Yeah.
That's funny. So Yale, mom wanted you to go. You wanted to do art. Mom's like, you're doing political
yeah,
science.
Yeah, then they're like, you're going to law school, right? And I'm like, actually, I think I'm going to pack up my car and live with four friends in this little tiny two-bedroom apartment. So
wow.
That's what I'm doing.
That seems to be what everyone's doing.
Were they like freaking out when you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, they're supportive. They'll let me kind of do what they know that I have a good head on my shoulders, so
yeah.
What I want to do. But, I mean, our rent's like $400 a month, so
yeah.
We're sharing bedrooms. I'm back to like a twin-size bed. I feel like a little kid again, but
yeah, that's so do I.
Doable.
That's how it is.
It's $400 a piece, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay. That's still a lot of money for to share an apartment with four people, but I guess
yeah, right under the freeway too.
Because you need a bigger one. Yeah, near the freeway too.
Right under the tent.
Really?
Like literally underneath it, we're like.
Oh wow! So you have to shout in order to be heard. Huh?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's
you can just
so
live for free under
there.
The tent.
We always know when there's traffic though, so that's good.
There you go.
What's that?
We always know when there's traffic on the
tent. Oh yeah.
Tent. We can get around it, or if it's clear, we can take the tent wherever we want to go.
You know what's going on.
Hardly a great excuse to live by the freeway, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, great traffic reports here, you know, we know.
Maybe that's what I should go into, traffic radio.
There you go.
Yeah. So did you move here with friends, or did you move here by yourself?
I did. I actually, one of my best friends from home is my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm living with a kid from school, his best friend from home, and then me and my best friend from home.
So you all decided you're going to move to California together, pretty much?
Yeah. I mean, I was telling her I was going to move out, and she goes, oh, that sounds fun. I'll come with you. So I was like, all right.
Sounds good. Yeah. So you didn't have to be all by yourself.
I know. Right? So now I have four friends.
So
I need more. If anyone out there needs a friend,
it'll happen. It'll happen. You'll make friends.
Yeah.
And LA is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. I actually on Saturday was at the house of Howie from the Backstreet Boys. Do you guys remember?
Oh, that? Really?
Never was what into that.
Yeah. I know. I had to pretend that I didn't know who he was because I grew up with like the Backstreet Boys shirts.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
yeah.
Hi. What's your name? Nice to meet you. Thanks for letting me in your house.
Wow, that's fun. How was
it? Cool. It was fun. I mean, it was one of my friends is DJing for him.
Oh,
so
cool.
They were on tour. They're finishing up, I think, on Saturday this week. So he was like, want to come to Howie's house? I was like, nah, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
I'll go.
Definitely.
You're like, bye, bye, bye.
I'm in Hollywood
or is it
now.
Never mind.
That's why, because I was a huge NSYNC fan. So.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of one or the other.
Rivals.
Yeah. Did you like the boy bands?
No. I mean, when NSYNC hit, like, the end of NSYNC, their end of their reign, like, their music became so fun, dancey, and then, you know, like, clubby, you know, and I think that's when it became But I was never one of these girls. I was like, I love you, and like licking the poster at home and pretending you're like married.
That was me
to
and Leonardo DiCaprio, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially after Titanic. I mean, the movie scared me so much when I was in fourth grade watching it. Yeah. Mm. So, but I loved him.
Yeah,
I can see that with Leo. He had his heyday.
That's how I started watching Growing Pains, is because of him. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
He was on Growing Pains?
Yeah, yeah. He was a little start.
The orphan something.
Oh, really?
The orphan badass, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
That's really cool. Yeah, he's a cute guy.
Yeah.
Sure. Cute
if
dude.
If you say so.
Well, yeah. I mean, now I don't know.
No, the music was like so commercial, you know. I mean, it was manufactured bands. That's what they were. Oh, yeah. You know, it's not people that knew each other and formed a band.
Well, now it's all YouTube.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's like been on Oprah and stuff because he's a YouTube sensation now.
Really?
So
it's crazy.
I was in one of his music videos, so that's one of the perks of having friends
on
YouTube.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
I have a friend. He's in the top 100 on YouTube. That's how he makes all his money.
Really? What's his name?
He makes money off of YouTube.
Toby Turner.
Toby Turner.
How does he make? How
he's
does
dating
he make
Tanya,
money?
Who's on the show.
How does he make money?
Well, I mean, if you have, if your channel has so many subscribers and viewers, then YouTube pays you because you're bringing.
YouTube
people.
Pays you. YouTube does not pay anybody.
If you, yeah, they do.
No way.
Yeah, Google it.
Okay.
What do you know? YouTube pays you if you have a certain amount, or it's more, maybe it's advertisers that with YouTube.
Yeah, advertisers maybe.
It might be advertisers with YouTube, but I know that it's a certain amount of like viewers that you hit, and then they start getting checks, and maybe it's from the people that want to advertise on, or it's YouTube. I'm
yeah,
not
it's
sure.
like sponsors. It's not YouTube. YouTube doesn't
but
pay anybody.
It's pretty substantial. I mean, because that's you know, all these clips that make millions of viewers, like boom, like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of advertisers, it's the biggest media right now, so boom.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can sell your stuff on iTunes too.
Yeah,
link to that.
But you see, I don't think Google really needs his traffic or anybody's traffic.
Google?
You know? I mean, YouTube. Well, they're the same.
Well, think about it like this. If YouTube was YouTube and everything was so marginal and there weren't millions of viewers on anything, and let's say it didn't have the same numbers that it had, it wouldn't be as successful.
Well,
you've got these engines on YouTube that work YouTube that are like masters of it, and they have so many subscribers and millions of viewers per every clip. That is driving a lot of traffic, and they're responsible for it, so they should get a cut, and they should.
I don't think so because
you need to
YouTube
get up on it.
YouTube is giving them the platform. Okay, you prove it to me. Okay, you prove it to me that
I have to prove anything. Just Google that shit. It's up there. You can look it up.
What does it say? Does it say YouTube pays people?
I'm not saying specifically YouTube, but I know that whether it's YouTube or the advertisers.
Well, it's a whole different thing, you know? I mean, advertisers are not YouTube. That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay, YouTube pay?
See, we always argue about these things.
I know. I don't know what I should do. Should I break it up?
She argues about things she doesn't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No
it's crazy now. Justin Bieber was discovered on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think when he was like, how old is he now? Like 12? So maybe when he was 10.
Yeah, he's probably 13 or something, huh? Yeah. I know. He's probably like in Tiger Beat, man.
Okay, so it says the answer is yes, and they started this profit-sharing program with 20 of of YouTube's most watched creators. Mm-hmm. It's only fair to pass. It's only fair to pass some of the millions of dollars that YouTube makes off of the advertisement with the reasons why people visit the sites. Mm-hmm. I'm all for genius business ideas like a video sharing network, but think how much of a positive impact YouTube could have if all the proceeds went to charities. Whatever. This is somebody's opinion. Anyway, so yes, it does with the top 20, but I think it's a combination of YouTube and its advertisers. And I mean, there's certain like criteria that you hit, and you start receiving checks.
Mm-hmm.
Certain amount of numbers, certain amount of fans and viewers. It's all like certain data.
So if you upload a video of your dog trying to climb up a slide, I've seen some of those.
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. You're like, hi, my name is Sue, and everybody loves you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you get like a bazillion fans or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
So, booyah!
No, I'm not convinced. I mean, you're talking about advertisers. Well, advertisers.
Either way, my point is that it can make people money if they are successful at it.
Yeah, maybe. Well, like I said, through advertisers or if they get, you know, like a Justin Bieber type of a thing, you know, where they offer you a deal or something where you get discovered.
No, there's people that just make money off of putting up clips.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
They don't go on to be recording artists. They don't go on to be TV stars. Some of them do, but
okay. Well, I don't believe it. You'll have to show me from a reliable source that YouTube actually pays people. to put videos on there.
No. Okay. Regardless if it's YouTube, mm-hmm. I'm not arguing whether it's YouTube or it's advertisers.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm just
good.
Saying.
Then let's be straight about this.
I am just saying that it does generate money for people.
Right.
That. Again,
right, but did you or didn't you say that YouTube pays people money?
Originally, I said that,
okay,
and then
thank
I said
you.
Then I looked it up, and it's okay. But I've right. looked it up, and yeah. it has confirmed that YouTube does pay its top 20 creators.
Okay, well, I'm going to research that.
Well, get on it so we can okay. have a good argument
well,
about it.
Well, I'm not going to do it right now.
No, I mean, but my point you know. Is you're just naysaying, and you don't know either, so booyah.
I do know.
No, you don't know.
Yeah, I know business models, and YouTube doesn't have to pay anybody.
It's not a have to, but they do.
Why do they?
Well, I think, you know, there's pros to making it a competitive market. I mean, to stay edgy. You know, think about it. MySpace was the leader of the pack, and then Facebook came in. Well, Facebook was already in, but they weren't huge. Now Facebook, like you said, just exceeded Google as the number one mm-hmm. website that's, you know, that right. people go
wow.
to.
Wow.
And so it's like you have to always stay a cut above because
right.
there's what if there's another YouTube out there that has something more profitable for people or more beneficial? And it just would be a matter of months, not even years, before they could outdo YouTube because that's how quickly innovative this industry is.
Yeah, but YouTube is going to stay around for a long time. It's
yeah,
huge.
I'm not saying it's not, but I'm just saying
huge.
Look at MySpace. It was the biggest, mm-hmm. biggest. It's dropped dramatically. Now it's just yeah. for pretty much music, some comedy.
Yeah, well, MySpace always sucked, you know.
It didn't always suck. It was actually before it was sold, and mm-hmm. Tom was working it.
Yeah, he was my friend on MySpace.
Yeah, he's my
my yeah. only one, I think, yeah. right now.
But, you know, my point is it's really blind for people to think, well, it's big right now, so it's always going to be there. No, mm-hmm. this is ever-changing industry. Like,
right.
boom, 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 overnight.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to
Do you know about Craigslist? Me. It's rival now that they're the Craigslist rival that's coming out, and they're promoting it everywhere now, is Pillar, upillar.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole concept is that you can sell your stuff and find services, everything, nationwide by more of a defined search model. Mm-hmm. So if you want to buy a purse,
oh, wow.
you can find it by the name, the brand, the type of purse. But they basically have a bigger search engine within it, and they're pushing it like crazy. And Craigslist is, like, huge.
Oh, it's great. So how I got my couch.
Yeah.
I just tried to get a bookshelf
jobs I wish
yesterday.
I didn't get.
Yeah. They're not
Met some people
it.
That...
That's how I got that STD. No, I'm just like, just a joke.
Yeah.
Can you sell
Everybody's
it on
trying to topple the big ones, but I don't think it's going to happen.
It can, though, is all I'm saying. It's like, come on now, Mr. Technology. You should know this.
Why? What should I know?
That this
that
industry
take,
is not stable.
They're taking on
stable.
A fucking giant, you know?
No, but the industry's not stable. I mean,
no, it's not stable.
We know that the new it's always changing and innovative, and that, you know, one minute it could be this, the next minute you've got this other site that comes up and trumps it. It's not like I'm making it up.
Okay.
So
All
agree
right.
with me and leave it alone.
Okay, well, I'm not going to agree with you because...
That'd be too easy.
I don't agree. Yeah. So, Amanda, so you always lived in Connecticut? Is
yeah.
that where you
yeah,
were?
Yeah, actually, my parents both grew up in Connecticut, too.
Wow.
Instead of my grandparents, so.
Had you been to the West Coast before that?
I had. I've been to LA a couple times.
Oh, you
once
have.
To visit friends for
yeah.
just a little trip.
Yeah.
I started in San Francisco and then went all the way down, came here for a couple of days and then went to mm-hmm. San Diego, which is beautiful.
Oh,
yeah.
San Diego's
great.
So
good idea.
Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely. And then I think when I was a lot younger, I came here for a little bit too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Do you have siblings?
I do. Two younger brothers.
Really?
Oh, they live
yeah.
out here?
They don't.
Oh, wow.
They're both on the East Coast. One's,
oh, okay.
One's a junior in college and one just started his freshman year at Johns Hopkins.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Where is John Hopkins?
It's
or
in Baltimore.
Johns Hopkins.
In Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Yep.
Oh.
I'm actually going there next week to see him. So.
Really?
Yeah, for the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
That's pretty cool.
I stayed in a college dorm again. I haven't had enough of that. So.
Yeah. From the college dorm to four roommates.
Yeah,
you
know? I
know. Yeah.
I got downgraded.
I've got a question, kind of not related, but I do have a question. So, okay, do you ever watch The Real Housewives, the Bravo?
I actually don't. I think I need to start because
okay.
I've heard funny things. I do watch Jersey Shore, though.
Okay, I love Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
But, The Real Housewife franchise, you know, they have the New Jersey, they have Atlanta, which is my favorite,
mm-hmm.
they have the OC, New York, and they came out with a while back, the Real Housewives of DC.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Yeah, and it's a different climate than all the other ones. It's got the political arena and how people feel important because they're associated to politicians. Yeah. It's completely, like, East Coast is so different than the West Coast. We don't give a shit, you know what I mean? We're like, what are you wearing? It's all visual. It's like, are you hot? Are you famous? Do you have money? It's it. It's
exactly,
it. You know, or are you talented? But that's usually like less and less. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I think East Coast is what a lot more scholastic and academic.
Oh, yeah, it really
people
is.
People
want
to know you, like your family, where your family's from, all that bullshit, right?
Yeah, I actually had a friend who went to a bar. I guess my friends were telling me about it. He not an attractive kid by any means. And one night they're at a bar and he's surrounded by all these girls. And his friends go, what's up? Like, how are you getting all these ladies around you? And he goes, just tell me you're from Hotchkiss. Like, that's where you went to high school.
Really?
And they're like, are you kidding me?
What's Hotchkiss?
It's a boarding school. I think it's like, I don't know, it's in Connecticut or
is it
New
like
York
a rich boarding school?
Yeah, it's like an
so
Andover.
I think he's like,
so they're like, oh, and we're out of college like at this time, so who cares where you went to high school? And apparently people do. And that's how it is on the East Coast completely.
So it impresses women when you went to
that
high school?
Not me, but other women.
That's so funny. Like, but I found that the Real Housewives of D.C. is just that the ratings are not there. The shows, they're probably
when
not.
When did it start?
Interesting. It started a few months ago, but it really did not do well with ratings. It was average at best. Mm-hmm. But it's so bland, and I just don't think that city, or not the city itself, sure it's a great city, but I just don't think it's not entertaining.
No. You need the Range Rovers and the beach and the bikinis.
You need, like, some... And they had a couple crazy... But everybody's just so like, I'm a Washingtonian. We don't give a shit, people. Like,
seriously.
We don't care. Like, we don't care. I campaigned. We don't really care. It's not sexy. It's not glamorous. It's not whatever. I think maybe in its own
world
it is.
Unless you're Obama. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess in your own world it is. But it's so funny because they were, you know... It's I'm very disappointed with it.
Which one?
We should write a letter.
The Real Housewives of Washington, D.C. I'm a fan
of
the franchise.
I see.
So,
okay.
Yeah, but they're coming out of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I know that's going
to
be ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm going to definitely have to check that out.
Yeah. I know the producer on the show, and she was thinking about getting me on the show as like a fake assistant or something. It didn't work out, but I was asking her tons of questions about casting and stuff, and the way that what she told me was, you know, you really go through a lot of people to get to other people, and you have to cast some people to get other people on.
Interesting.
But she says it's pretty legit as far as, you know, how it all goes down.
Mm-hmm. Now, do they write for that, or is it? I know it's
I think
probably,
that
right?
I think that every reality show has writers, and I think that they, you know, probably stage some things. I mean, it would be naive to think not.
Definitely.
Yeah, I was on a reality show one episode, and it was just stupid. It was like not anything real.
Speaking of DC, they actually had a Real World DC.
How did
my
that
friend
go?
Was on that.
Oh,
she
really?
She went to Georgetown and I guess got on the show not in a flattering light at all, and had a minor crisis. It's like, I told you so. You shouldn't have signed that form.
Oh, but, really?
Yeah.
Was
you
she
can
just...
get in trouble? Oh my God! If you want a job and someone sees that, you on like the black night cam or something, going to someone's room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that can be potentially dangerous.
So was she doing something crazy at a party and she was in, like,
I think
one
so.
Of the
I think
scenes?
She was partying with the guys and they were trying to get with her. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, so. She's pretty, too, so.
But that's funny.
They
so
wanted
she,
to use her.
So they showed the footage?
Yeah.
So she signed the release. She didn't get paid for it?
Yeah, she just signed it.
Oh, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, stupid.
I'm like, hell stupid. No.
who are we talking
first.
About here?
My friend.
One of her friends.
The Real World.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, the Real World of... I see. Okay.
I see. Anyway, all I'm saying is it's just such a different... It's just not the... I don't think it's the realm for entertainment is what I'm saying. It just... It fell really flat.
Yeah.
Anyway, but Atlanta
so
starts... Atlanta starts tonight. Okay! Okay! Shit! We got NeNe on the show! NeNe got a nose job. NeNe got a nose job. She read it crunk up in a club. And then there's just... It's wild. It is so good.
I'm going to have to tune in.
Ghetto really? Fabulous.
Is it worth to watch it? I mean, should I?
Just do it for me.
Yeah.
Just do it for me tonight so we can talk about it, okay? It's The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I think it comes out at 9.
Okay.
Yeah. My personal favorite. It's just Ghetto Fabulous.
All right. Well, maybe,
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll adopt a new show.
Just try it.
Because Big
Bravo.
Brother is over now.
Yeah. You know, let's upgrade you a bit to something a little bit more brain stimulus.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Go
I'm
to
sure.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I think you're going to really feel challenged.
I'm sure it's really stimulating.
Just try it. Just try it.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my...
Oh, man. Here go my headphones again.
Uh-oh.
It was okay for a while. I don't know what the hell's happening, Kira. I hope it's not my ears.
I don't think it's your ears. Don't worry about it. You're okay.
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. No, it's not my ears because now it's on the other side. Oh, well. Live radio for you, you know? What are you going to do?
I hear you, Sam.
Yeah? You hear my misery?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It sucks, man.
I know. You're not.
No, because, you know, I mean, we've got so many hosts that everybody touches something, you know, and then it doesn't work.
Are you going to take them all in a room and be like, what the?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
If I find out, your heads are going to roll.
I don't know. I don't know what it could be, man. But we'll see. Anyway, it's boring. So they say the recession ended in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And but they're saying that, you know, there's probably like a double dip recession. That's why we're still feeling it. But even though it ended in 2009, they're still saying it was the longest one in a long time.
My friend on her Facebook post, she wrote, "I'm so tired of the Huffington Post calling it third world America." Uh-huh. She's like, "We're in a recession, not a depression."
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are that this one lasted 18 months, they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the longest since World War II. The longest recession.
But it wasn't a depression. Like, it's not. No, sure, no. People are depressed about it, though. Yeah. Well, you know, we get depressed. Yeah. We get depressed if, like, we gain weight or, you know, if we lose a job. You know,
or it rains.
I mean, yeah.
But
if it
you
rains,
don't mean, like, an economic depression.
It's wasn't a
no,
depression.
No, I mean, it's far from what we had, you know, in the 30s.
Like, in the 30s, like, they couldn't eat.
Yeah. Breadlines.
Yeah. But that was a different world, too, you know?
But it could happen. But my point is I just think that maybe, you know, the recession, it was a recession. There's no mm-hmm. doubt about it. But calling it, like, close to depression.
Yeah.
I think it's just an inflated view of how, like, you know, like, come on, guys.
But I don't think it could ever be like that again. Because they did a lot of reform after that, you know? Mm. So, like, Social Security and welfare and all that shit started afterwards, you know?
I don't know. I think that, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah, anything could happen.
Yeah, if we were to have, like, some bionuclear warfare and then, boom, all of our...
Nuclear?
Whatever the word is.
Nuclear.
Nuclear. Can I have some bionuclear? Bionuclear warfare.
That's how George Bush said it. Maybe
nuclear.
That's a Texas thing.
It is.
Yeah.
They talk lazy in Texas, let me tell you, like, lazy ass. And I love it because I think it's funny, but, you know.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they'll just do, like, half words, like my dad and stuff, or... You know, Mexicans. Yeah. They don't want to say Mexicans.
Yeah, I had trouble with that. We passed through Texas on the way here in Amarillo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What are your thoughts about Amarillo?
I don't think about it. And I don't think I've ever been to it. I mean, you know, Texas is massive.
Yeah,
it is. So diverse that to really, you know, it has its stereotype, but to really actually coin it as anything is really not accurate because Houston is so different than El Paso. Dallas is so different than Laredo. I mean, it goes so far north and south and so far east and west. Yeah. When I drove out from Texas, my longest leg of the trip was literally from Houston to Laredo, Houston to El Paso was the width. I was like, get me out of this damn state. But I love Texas. I really do. It's fun, but it's, you know, it has its things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, California is pretty different, you know, from one city to another.
California is hugely diverse.
Yeah.
It's just there's from a distance you think it's very, very liberal, but actually there's a lot of conservatism. And,
the
capital's pretty conservative. Orange County, San Diego's conservative, and then you've got, like, you know,
the whole friggin' state. I mean, just look at the laws. You know?
But you know, no, then you get San Francisco and L.A. were very, very liberal, mm-hmm. and
supposedly.
Well.
Supposedly.
I don't know. I think they are. You don't think so?
No. I mean, I think it's changing now. You know, they're making a lot of conservative laws and shit, you know? And I'm not interested. But...
you go back and forth. You're like, I'm done with being Democratic. Now I'm a little more Republican. You didn't say you were. You said you're kind of leaning that direction.
Right.
So now you don't like conservative laws. Like, I'm confused. What do you mean?
I don't like conservative laws, but, I mean, I think that conservative... That's why I'm saying, you know, I'm not really to either side. I'm sort of
so
like,
economically, would you say you're more
liberal?
You know,
because I'm not into, like, absolutes, you know? I mean, I'm not, like, going to back the conservatives with everything they say just because because I would be a conservative.
Okay. Okay, so my question is, are you referring you're more economically conservative or liberal, or what are you referring...
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Okay. Well, then don't worry about it. It's stressing me out, too. So why don't you just let me know when
Why is it stressing you out?
I'm just trying to figure out what you're saying.
We have elections coming up in November. You know that, right?
For governor, right?
For governor and some other things.
Yeah. We're going to get eBay in there? Or it's eBay, right?
What's her name? Meg White, is that?
Whitman, right?
Whitman. Thank you. I knew it had a W
and
in
we are allowed to vote, people. That is scary. Let's put eBay in there. We had Arnold. We had the Terminator. Let's put eBay.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Keep it interesting.
At the time, he was appropriate, you know? I mean, yeah. We needed someone like him.
I love that when the messages from him come on in stores. That came on Goodwill the other day when I was looking for a couch.
Really?
I can't even do the voice.
Yeah. Wow.
Donate your clothes.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to give a shout out to Guy Tao, who is a host with us here.
Uh-huh.
And his son, he's got a young son, and apparently he was working at Goodwill or Salvation Army, uh-huh. one of those, and somebody brought in a gun. Don't ask me why. And they thought it was a toy gun, so he pointed it to his head and pulled the trigger, and it was a real gun. So now he's in the hospital, a vegetable.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and brain dead is what they're saying.
So
now, I'm not sure how old he was, but he was pretty young, the kid.
Somebody donated a gun?
Yeah.
A loaded gun.
A loaded friggin' gun. I mean, what the hell is that, you know? And why would anybody play with it, even if it looked like a toy gun?
Well, if you're a kid, nobody's watching it.
Yeah.
Or how did he get from the donation center through everything to the racks?
Because he was working there.
Oh, he was working. Okay, so he was starting it.
He was working there or something. So I don't know what
the
hell.
Oh, so he's not. Yeah, he can't be like.
But so I just want to send my prayers and blessings to Guy. I mean, that is like, I don't know how you deal with something like that, you know. He actually did his show on Saturday, which I thought was...
When did this happen?
Incredibly. A few days ago, last week sometime.
Wow.
Yeah. So our thoughts and prayers to you, man. I mean, I don't, you know. It's like, I don't know what the hell's going on with kids getting sick and getting shot or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I didn't mean to bum you out or anything, but...
Well, Guy, I'm really sorry to hear that. That's just tragic.
It is tragic.
I can't imagine. They say that's the worst thing for a parent is to, you know,
lose your own child. I mean, what could be worse than that, you know?
But yeah, they say that's got to be the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess a parent wants to always outlive and out... perform their kid, and then they go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to... I don't know that you can ever get over it. You know, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can ever in your life get over something like that. You know, and I've known people who have lost kids, and, you know, 10 years later, they're still, like, whacked out of their brain.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a pretty tough thing. But on a lighter note... when is American Idol starting again with the new
And on new that judges? Note, I don't watch American Idol, so I don't know.
Nothing. I know, but we should watch it this season. Remember, we.
Oh
said
yeah,
we need
to know because we need about Steven Tyler
right.
and J-Lo. See
and
if they
J-Lo to see if they mesh well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I haven't watched it in so long.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but,
I guess
either.
I should watch it again.
But that's you see.
I like Steven Tyler.
Saying. Yeah. Yeah.
J-Lo's cool, too.
So you know, it might bring some viewers. Who knows, you know? I don't know.
I think it'll be interesting. I don't know what the flavor is going to be, but I think it'll definitely get... I think initially we'll get people to watch it. Whether or not it'll sustain it, it's a whole different thing. And some people, I mean, you know, maybe some people just love the concept of everyday person getting a chance to be a rock star, and maybe that's enough for people to want to watch it still. And it's
what season is it on now? It's been going for a while,
millions.
Right? Yeah, like...
Who knows? Who knows? What was I going to ask you? So you came here to be an actress,
I
right?
I did, yeah.
And how long do you think it's going to take before you become
I came out here, I was like, 6 months, like, whatever. Yeah. People are like, you're going to get ready. It's going to take 5 years. And I'm like, okay, maybe I don't want to act now.
But And there's no guarantee that
there's
after 5 years
guarantee.
Anything's
yeah.
going to happen.
I know.
Well, here's the beauty. It can happen overnight, and it can happen in 20 years. That's the thing.
I know.
And it can never happen.
Yeah, it can never happen. That's actually an option, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But it could.
So be prepared.
It could always happen.
You never know.
So be prepared.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are your parents helping you out, or are you going to have to survive?
No, I got a waitressing job. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I'm working at Busby's in Santa Monica.
Really?
Oh, that's
sports.
Yeah, that's
it's fun.
That's
I have to wear a plaid skirt.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
So.
Busby's, is that on 3rd Street Promenade or something?
It's above. It's on Berkeley and Santa Monica.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really fun. We had Sunday football yesterday, and they have there's this whole Santa Monica Bills contingent. There's like a 400-member club.
Oh, really?
And for every game, they come out, and they order pitchers, and they...
Wow.
Hassle us and tease us, so it's fun.
So it's fun, huh?
It's very fun, yeah.
Bar wench, or beer wench is
what
they call it,
that's
right?
That's what I am.
you know, those German, we've all been there. Of course.
Kira, have you done waitressing before?
Oh, yes. I'm not very good at it. This is how it would go. I was actually really funny, and I would have people request to sit in my section. But
oh,
that we
have to do that. That's...
But it was because not because I was a good waitress. They knew what they were getting into. But no, I'd walk up and I'd usually be slammed. I'd be like, "Hey guys, what's up? I just want to let you know waters are on me tonight. Don't worry about that. I want to let you know that I'm really busy right now. So if I were you, I'd put your order in right now. Because you're probably not going to see me for about another 10 minutes. If you need an extra side of sour cream, don't ask me. Cause it's not going to happen. Nothing personal. And then when people get pissed off because something's wrong with their food, I'd be like, okay, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? They're like, I'm like, I don't have time to get emotionally invested in your meal. Just tell me what you want. I'll fix it. I'll delete it. I'll comp it. You'll get a free dessert. Like, I just don't have time
to. People are crazy when it comes to
food. People are freaking nuts when it comes to food. It's I don't really have time to care about you emotionally. This is the only power you have in your life right now. Free. What do you want? You know, like, shut up and tell me. It's like, it would get me so pissed.
Yeah.
But I was also just
joking. You obviously should not work with people.
No, I'm good with people. I'm good with people, but it's that whole, like, entitled attitude.
Awful.
And you're busy. It's like, I don't have time to be like, ladies, are you guys ready? Well, ladies are the worst. Women are the worst. They don't tip well, and they don't, they won't, they're never ready. It's like, what are you girls ready to eat? That salad. What kind of salad are you going to get? Oh, I think that Nicoy salad is good. Okay,
see, but that's how people are at a restaurant, you know? If you don't have patience, you shouldn't be there.
Well, they should shut up. They should,
you know, call me.
You're not waitressing. Hey, you know, call me when you're ready to pull the trigger. Don't call me to sit there and help you through your issues with your marriage or the fact that you know, feel whatever. My point is,
Amanda, you go up to the table and you go, "Have a seat, please. Enjoy yourself
nice.
And shut up." Don't
they
say
wouldn't expect it out of this little girl.
Don't say anything.
Oh, but yeah, my first job was the worst. I think that's why I got this new job at Busby's, because I've been waitressing since I was like 15.
Really?
And so the first job I ever had was at this brunch place called Perfect Pear Cafe. Mm-hmm. But it was not only brunch, it was designer brunch. So you had these like banana French toast with a drizzle of like almond butter and everything like that. And so obviously the clientele would be these old ladies that came dressed up, and they're like their husbands that were always grumpy. And so that was my first experience waitressing. So I got through that. People would, they'd complain if their water was too cold or their coffee was too hot. Yeah. And I'd be like, just sit down. Like, it'll cool down. Give it 5 minutes. But people are really particular about food.
Yeah.
Well, to me, it's so disgusting and it's shameful. I think it's really shameful. I think it's something people should feel bad about themselves for.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you have too many customized things you need with your food, if you have too many
eat at home.
Well, I think it's very narcissistic, and the fact that we cater to it is disgusting.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you're working for that company. So.
I'm duh.
Yeah, and they want to please their customers.
No, I don't need it broken down for me how it works. I'm saying the design is very narcissistic and it's disgusting. And you know what? And if you wait tables and you did it for like a year at least and you went through that, you'd go, you know what? This is really, it would really change you, because when I go out to eat now, it's different. I mean, the way I deal with wait staff, the way I deal with what I tip, and the way I deal with needing things customized, I'll either minimize it or I'll say, listen, I know this is annoying. I'm very, very sorry. Yeah. I apologize. And not because I have to, but because I understand that it's ridiculous. And then I tip them extra.
Come to Busby's. Well, actually, the good thing about this new job is that I'm a cocktail waitress. So I'm serving people beer. They love. I mean, who's going to get upset when you're giving them beer?
No, it's the best.
The beer. Too warm. Yeah, they love it. So I make people happy. They're nice so far.
Yeah. Beer. There you go. That's it.
Shots. Yeah. Free shot. We can comp some shots.
You get a comp free shot?
Yeah, I think it's like 10% of my total sales. I can give out free shots after the cute guy. I'll be like, hey. And
work?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I can even, I've had shots bought for me during my job. I mean, as long as I'm not sloppy.
Really?
It's great, yeah. Oh, I've had someone buy me an Irish car bomb. It's like 10 bucks.
Really?
10 bucks for each of the drinks. So they buy me one, they buy them one, and then they tip me off that. I'm like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's great. It's fun.
There you go. You're like, let's get this party started.
Yeah, but what if you get drunk at the job, you know?
I guess that's the risk. You just have to be smart about it. Sometimes we can even take water shots. Like, I'll go up to the bartender and be like, give us 4 comp shots, make mine water.
Uh-huh.
So that's the way you deal with it. So you're still cool. But
yeah, so it doesn't
drink
look
water.
Yeah, I worked, the restaurant I worked at, we were right next door to a tequila bar, and we were friends with them, and they'd have all these tequila tastings. So we would go over and throw back a bunch of tequila and go back to work, and it just got bad. But yeah. You had to do what you had to do to get through it.
Yeah, that was. I had an internship last summer in New York City, and by the end of it, it was miserable.
Really?
And
where did you intern?
I was at Christie's in New York.
Christie's?
Yeah.
Christie's?
It's an art auction house.
Yeah,
it's great.
That's what
it's
I
really
thought,
cool.
Yeah.
They have these great exhibits, but they don't. First of all, you're not getting paid. You're working crazy, like 8 to 6 or 8 to 7 for no money.
Really? Yeah.
And then I was actually standing at the front desk, so I had to stand in a black suit and heels.
Right.
For the entire day and greet people.
Is it worth it, though, interning like that?
I don't think so. You know what? That's one thing.
They work your ass off.
Yeah, they really do. And I also think it's a little bit biased because you're expecting that people can afford to live in New York City without a paid job. And you're getting people that can afford to do that, but
that's true.
No, I've heard that. That's kind of been a long debate with internships, is that it caters to a certain client.
Definitely.
Financially different. So people that, you know, they don't have that.
And they hire from that pool, too. So if you can afford to be an unpaid intern, then they'll hire you.
Yeah, exactly.
After that, and the people that can't afford it, I mean, you have to get in another way. But
yeah, it's like one foot in the door, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not, it's getting more and more popular, too, which is, I'm not a proponent of it at all.
Yeah.
I think it's even more beneficial to have a waiting job, make some money over the summer.
Yeah.
Have real life experience.
Mm.
That's true, Tell that to my kids for crying out loud, man.
Oh, really? They don't want to work?
Everybody's got an excuse. No, but my daughter actually started working, so she's good.
Oh, that's
good.
But
my son's under no pressure. And why would they be? You know, I mean,
how old is your son?
We support them and stuff. He's 17.
Oh, okay. I was working at the age of 15.
Yeah.
Like 15,
yeah.
14. I was babysitting after school. I missed out on a lot of activities in school because I would go home every day and like go babysit this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Did that. And then 15 rolled around and did lifeguarding. And then 16, I just never quit.
Yeah, that's
I just
great.
Work.
Yeah.
No, it was a little much. My parents should have stepped up to the plate and gave me some cash. They should have been like, hey, go experience life in high school. Let's, you know, how about stop doing night shifts at the freaking IHOP. I'm just playing. But no, seriously, they should have just paid for shit. But no, yeah. I worked
But that's
all the time.
Thing. That's how you become independent, though, is when they don't help you.
No, I agree. But I think there's a time for that. Like, not when you're 14 or 13.
Yeah.
You know
true.
What I mean? I think that if you are in school... Because, like, when I was a freshman in high school, I didn't get into any activities because I would work every day after school. That's how I, paid for stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then my sophomore year, I was like, that sucks, man. I want to be, like, doing shit.
Yeah.
So I quit working to do, like, swim team, and then I was in theater and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started getting, like, sucky because I didn't have any money. So then I went back to work. You know what I mean? It was one of those situations where...
Yeah.
Well, my dad had my brothers pick blueberries by the side of the road, so I got lucky.
Yeah.
I was waiting tables, but I would drive by them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, 2 years ago, they were picking blueberries, and they'd be out there. My brother, actually.
Really?
He loves the ladies, and so he'd be out there, shirt off, picking blueberries. There'd be a girl on each side laughing and talking to him, and I'd drive by and be like, of course, Sam. Like,
so they picked blueberries?
Yeah. We had this farm. I think it was blueberries and corn, and they just started a vineyard, so... I mean, 25,000 people in my town, so there's lots of area to grow blueberries, but...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so they did that.
Sounds cool.
Sounds awful.
Well, we are out of time. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
for
having me.
It was fun. And good luck to you with the acting and everything. I mean, you know, you moved all the way here.
Better I know. Hopefully something comes out of it.
Yeah. It's not easy, but, you know, you got to be out there, you know. People are not going to come to you, that's for sure.
That's true.
Yeah. So, well, all the best to you.
Thank you.
And Kira, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, everybody, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.